סמל קוף בריה אפילו באלף לא יבוסו. Just to recap our questions, and we'll try to be mavar them as we go along. First question is, three people came over to Mashgiach by Chasana, each one telling the Mashgiach that they found in their soup a mosquito. Does Mashgiach have to be machriz and over the microphone, whatever, to the entire Chasana, that everybody, it's now huksuk, the soup is huksuk in Terloim, and everybody has to stop eating? Second question is, a fly landed in a big, huge bowl of soup, of salad, and you search for the fly and you cannot find it, but you did find one wing of the fly. Is it in Zbatal from the fly Hashem Beria, and you're allowed to eat the rest of the salad? Third chat is, you're making a huge, this actually just happened, you're making a huge pot of Yerushalmi kugel, and you're gonna, and they both fell into that huge thing. And he unfortunately did not ask the rabbi and split everything up into 20 different pans, baked them all, and then decided to call the rav. What is the story with all his 20 pans of Yerushalmi kugel? Question number 4 is, somebody cuts up a nice looking, it was actually totally whole on the outside, without any nikovim, a bug went inside, slices it open, and sure enough a worm comes out of the peach. So he leaves it in a bag on the counter to show his wife. And when he comes back an hour later, he sees that exact worm traveling across the shayish and bang, into a pan of batter. He looks for it, can't find it, so he bakes the batter. Is he allowed to make the batter? The fifth question is it mutter if somebody found three ants inside of his sugar bag or sugar container? Does he have to look through the entire thing, or is he allowed to presume that there's no more ants there? Or does he have to do the whole thing out? The sixth question is, somebody was mixing their chalent with a spoon that they had put down on their counter, and little did they realize that when it was on the counter it got full of bugs. When they stirred their chalent, they found a few ants floating around inside of the chalent. They took out those ants, and they're not sure if there's more ants. So clearly it's up in the ants inside. Are they allowed to be samech that there's no more ants? And just in case there really is, they'll chew real well, and there will not be any more bario by the time they swallow. The last question is, if somebody sees a fly or mosquito on the wall and takes off his shoe, smashes the mosquito, and bang, it falls down right into the pot of soup that was cooking on the fire. Does it still have a din beria, or does it no longer have a din beria after he killed it? Okay, says Mechaber, Sifal, beria dahainu kigoyin demalo yoyftami v'ginanoshe ve'eber menachai v'itzashit v'afroyat v'yitzvem afilu be'elef loy betelu ve'ein loy din beria v'kin v'dom v'shoyo v'ichiyus lafug yichit ta'ach ha'shalishem also v'kin tzor sh'yadav v'shot v'kils b'yosei lafug yoyftar sh'nisnavo v'shor nisgal 3 v'kin tzor sh'yadav v'sholim sh'mechol ha'kin sh'nalo the machaber is masna. There should be 4 tanoim for a beria. The Ramah says, "Vikir kiranashin el alakaf avad, vikir reta dalat et bois, v'mishal vikir beria." So now, the machlokes rishenim as to what's the defining factor, what's the gather of a beria. We saw that Tosfos in the Rush, the machaber really has a little bit of a chalent. He brings down both the Ran and Tezer Rush. Tezer Rush say that the reason why something is considered a burial, something is defined as a burial, if im yecholik ein shmoy olav, if you cut it up and it doesn't retain its name, an oif is only an oif as long as it's whole. If you cut it up, it's not considered an oif anymore. As opposed to a piece of chelev, no matter what the size of the piece of chelev is, you cut it up, so it's a chelev. Cut it small, it's also chelev. That's the tnai that the Rush and Tezer say. The reason why a beria, the Rishen, the place in the Rosh, to say what's the reason why the we're machmer by such a beria, because it has chashivis, because it's kilu that the Torah was mefarish when the Torah said don't eat a ginanasha, don't eat every menachai, don't eat a oiftame. It's saying no matter what the size is, whether it's big or small, so meilo the Torah gave it a certain chashivis to be mechayev a person for no matter regardless of the size. The Ran on the other hand says that's not the tonight. That there's 3 tonight. But it's not, we don't have the tanai of Yecholik and Shmoyol. What are the 3 tanai? First of all, it has to be Sholim, it has to be Brias Neshama, and it has to be also b'tchilas b'yosei. It doesn't say michalik in shmei. He can hear a goes, and the ritual says mafurish also on daf kuf that the chashivas is the fact that you get malchus, and since the Torah gave it chashivas that has malchus, therefore Chazal said also, even though pashtus there is nothing that midarais is not potel chadbetrei, Chazal said if we see that the Torah gave a chashivas, what is chashivas? Give it a chashivas that you get malchus, therefore we're also going to give it a chashivas and say that it can't be batal. Adavar which is chashiv, you can't tell me that it's batal, becomes a chelik of a taravis. It has egin chashivas, it has its own chashivas, therefore can't be his batal called taravis. Yesh la'ayin, if there's a chilik between the lahalacha, between the tenoim that the Ran gives and the Tais and the Rush. L'chur, they give their own gedar for exactly what's considered a burial. Pashtus, what they're trying to do really is define, when the Torah says the chayv for burial, what's that burial? What are the defining factors for a burial that we should know? What falls under that guideline? Now, what's the nafkamina l'maisa? Is there anything which according to the Ran is considered a burial, or is not considered a burial because he has three tenoim, and according to the Tais and Rush it is considered a burial? I did not find anything. However, the l'chur, the mashmois of the goyim is that there is a nafkamina. Why? Because Muhammad brings down the three tenoim that the Ran brings down, and the one tenai that Tais and the Rush brings down. And the Ran, and the Bir Gur says, "When she comes around, give more tenoim. Tzar chiyus with those brothers she shalom. Adol Tais and the Rush lay tzir chiyus. Yitzir b'shem yichali. Adol b'shem yiparshu. Yesh b'parshu because of when she comes around. Upatzach b'shulchan aruch lekula kol atenoim." The Mechaber's Pashto Lekula, Pashto because the whole din of Beri is only din Derabanan, so the main goes to Lekula to be matter all the Tanoim. And he says that you need all the Tanoim. The question is, why is that Lekula? If you just have the Gimel Tanoim of the Ran, would we be missing anything? Why that we now add on the Tanai, the fourth Tanai of Yimichalik and Shmuelov, why is that the Lekula? Even if you didn't have that Tanai, Savi said there wouldn't be anything which is not included in the Gimel Tanoim of the Ran. Rav Avraham Shemesh showed me that the Rosh Yeshiva really has the kasha on Daf Tzadi Vav, and he wants to say Mechudesh Tekepshat in the Daf Mechaber, that near the Mechaber would have understood if he would have learned the Mechaber, if he would have just said the Pshat of Tais and the Rush in Mechalek and Shmayala, then maybe the Velo wouldn't be excluded. The Velo would also be included as something which is considered a burial. Even though Tais and Rush say it before, it's not that way, maybe the Mechaber understood not that way. And therefore, we have the same Tanai and Ran also. Her, it's quite fair. In the basis, if he brings down the Pshat of the Tais and the Rush, and he's not Pshat of the Ran, he doesn't say anything about you, Bichurlik. Yesh Lain, what would be the Nafkamino? The Maisa. So we have to find. The Prima Gadam here also is Nesiachas to this problem. Maybe back and forth in Sifsi Das Gimel. What would be the Nafkamino? Now, L'churo, Ken Zayin Tali in this Machlekes of the Rush and the Ran, doesn't have to be, but Ken Zayin Tali in this Machlekes is what's going to be the din by a burial of the Rabbanon, or a Suffolk burial. The Hainu, the Yad Avraham we saw brings down that the Rosh Yisuf declares, what's the din, what's the reason why a burial has Hashivas? You're right, anything which has Hashivas, you saw the Prima Gadam at the beginning, as Kuf said, that there's 10 things which are not batal, four of them the reason is because of Hashivas. Hamine echad kol davar chashuv uboi dal dvarim beria hatichur liskavim balechayim zayin dvarim chashuv. Out of the 10 things, there's 4 of them that are not potter because they're chashivas. Everybody agrees, Pashas, the reason why beria is not potter is because it's chashuv. As they say in Rashi Mefurish Ma'edya in Shavuos Chafal Tamid Beis, beria in Arabic Mefarish Dami, then beria the third given a certain chashivas is not potter. The question is, what's that chashivas? Is the chashivas that Because the Torah is Mechayev Malkus on it, so therefore it's Chashiv, and since it's Chashiv, therefore it doesn't have, since it's Chashiv, they need Malkus, therefore it's not considered, therefore it's not Malkus. Or do we say no? It Be'etzem has Chashivas. The Torah was Mechayev, Ken Zayin, this is the Svar of the Russian thesis. If the Torah was Mechayev, it was Mefarish Ilu, when it said, don't eat, Oif Tami, don't eat a Gidan Rasha, and the saying, Bein Godo Bein Katan, that means the Torah was giving you a certain Chashivas. The answer, regardless of really where you get Malkus, the Torah was Misyachas to it and said, no matter what the size is, you get, there's an Isser to eat it. So we see the Torah gives it a Chashivas. What's going to be the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is going to be a case of something which doesn't have Malkus. For example, something which is also Midarabanan would be a Beria Midarabanan. Does that have the din of a Beria that's not Batal or not? If you say that you need Malkus,
So kokama that you don't have malchus, it's only a sedar abanan.
It's not going to be a variant. It'll be bottle.
Mashingin vitzatz chashivus. So kokama that we see the targeted chashivus. Then if we find a similar thing by der abanan, it's also going to have the same chashivus. Namosh, the case that Rashi brings down. What's going to be the din by a gira noshe hachitzoni? The only gira noshe which is also minatir is the gira pnim. The gira hachitzoni is not also minatir, but it's also min der abanan. So if you say you need malchus, so if Sefer doesn't have malchus, mashingin if you say that. It's because it has chashivus. We see that minatir has chashivus. Minatir has chashivus. So midarabanan also a parallel gid. Midarabanan is also going to have the same chashivus. L'chor, you could say even if everybody's matzim that the reason why it has chashivus is because you get malchus. The question is also you could say v'ninat itzatz. Is the chashivus of the fact that it gets malchus is that a simon or is that a siva? Is it because, is that the sibah why it's chashivus? Because it has malchus, that's why it's chashiv? Or regardless of it, that's just the simon that it's chashiv. The simon that it's chashiv is because you get malchus. But in Kanami, lav dafki, do you need the malchus for it to be a davar chashiv? But Kanami, you know that it's a davar chashiv without the malchus, then it won't be malchus. Lamaitzim, the Anavram brings down the Rishesif is the Basif Kasa, then you're a hawk of Bissadar Malchus. Sorry, I'm here to ask because in Sif Seydat Sirala, he says, "Kol garma chashivim bari v'chatech amri v'siyav v'yadavar sheish matir v'chavet z'davim af she'asur midarbanan yisei v'dareis in v'tein." So the Rashi, the Prima Gadim, Alein, says not like he says in Rashi, and that's the way Lamaisa that Yad Avram wants to go, is that even by Yisei d'arbanan, it's not going to be bottom. Not like the Prima Gadim. The Allah Lamaisa had me paskin, and the Chorus negates other things also, like the Mishnah Tzayzoh says, what's going to be the case by Eber Menachai? Eber Menachai, which is possibly Kazayis. Midaraisa, to be Chai for Eber Menachai, you need an entire Kazayis between Basar, Gidon, and Atzamas. You need a little bit of everything together. Bitsirif, Basar, Gidon, and Atzamas that equal to Kazayis, you're going to be Chai. Let's say you have Basar, Gidon, and Atzamas that are less than Kazayis. It's also Midarabon, it's not also Midaraisa. Is that considered a barrier? It's not considered a barrier. We'll be telling you, the Chai also in this. You don't get Malchus. On the Maisa, there's a Chashivas. So, according to the Yad Avram, the Chirav, we would say, Afagav Shein Tzur Rakhman Divir Sefer, nevertheless it has been buried, it's not going to be Malkus. The Prima Gadol's Fatsadah, the Apostle of Rishesif, that it is going to be, that it's not going to be a burial, and it would be both. Allah HaMaisa saw Meshim and Merkowitz, and he wanted to the Tainam, that we go like the Yad Avram, the Chalkilo, that it's Sakanah Batal, even by Yisr Derabanon, it's Sakanah going to be Batal, but for Shasat Chak, it could be making for the Rishesif to say, that we Derabanon, it's through the Rabbana, which is a burial, Otaka Biba. Now, the etzim vart of what's pshat, something is not batal. The burial is not batal. Davar chashiv is not batal. Afilu be'elof lo batal. What's the case? You have a fly that falls into an entire pot of chalent. Or let's just make it a simple case. You have a dead fish that gets mixed up in 20 other fish. And you don't know which fish is the Isser, which one is that? Not 20, we need 1,000. 1,000, one fish and 1,000 kosher fish. So, Yavish B'Yavish, we're going to have a chain. Dog tummy. It's going to be a bottle. Is nevertheless, we say that it's not a bottle. Now, the shayla is why? L'chor in each fish, I have a suffix darabon. Midarayin says, bottle have a chain. So, why does this one fish ask the entire derivatives? Every fish that I should be able to take out, I should be able to tie in about this fish. Safek derabanan lekulam. It's a safek with midaraisa, it's batal. The only question is midarabanan, I'm saying that it doesn't have a din bittul. And therefore, the whole tarivis is aser. But why can I take each fish out and say, this fish is a safek midarabanan, whether or not it's the fish which is aser? Midaraisa is batal. Midarabanan, we're saying that it's not batal. Midarabanan, I have a safek, maybe this is the fish. Safek derabanan lekulam. So the shach in Klodi Tzak Tzveiko, Simin Kuf Yud, always see that. He says, we don't always say something about the Kulam. It's not an ironclad rule. We can add this to the list of things, the Ryan Safin, the Kedemir, that we don't say something about the Kulam. It's Hazik Yisuro, we saw it, and he says it, it's Chok. So too over here, he says, Ein Ayrim Safin Darabon on the Kulam, Ela Ima Safin Uba Atzmai, Umitzad Atzmai Hudarabon. Let's say the thing that we're handling is Isser Tero. The fish itself is Asr Midaraisa. You go out and made it that it's only Asr Midarabana now because you have a bitum. That's Mitzad Akar. But Midaraisa, Be'etim, it's an Isser which is Asr Midaraisa. Ain't ever bezet something that Rabbanan is full of. Sharei. Remember, talks about our case. Straight suffix isser shin is arab akir in a button. Afo bishim in neda suffix isser ad akir shin is arab. Afo bishim in a pair of people vadi isser button beroy. Elisha kachabim amru shadabra koshim in a button. Lechain poke yitzu bezet. Anytime that you can have a case, dabra koshim u kudema, something which is button, only mida Rabbanan is not button. Taini mida raisa, tak is button.
Since the isser that we're handling is isser daraisa, and the Rabbanan said that this isser daraisa is not batal, we give it the chomer of a isser daraisa, and we say that everything is asr.
So each one that I pick up is kilu asami daraisa. Maybe this one is asmi daraisa.
You're right, midar abanan. It's only not batal midar abanan,
and on daraisa nikal level it is batal.
Chazal gave it the chomer. They said
on a darabanan nikal level, we're saying that this is not batal midar aisa.
L'chur, it's not batal.
Her, that would be the reason why also Shad and Nataz. Nataz says in Sifkat and Aleph that if you have something which is a Vade burial and you just don't know whether or not Avalihabi Vade burial Yachem Yamishim is Batlin Elisha Isser Sufik Vazeh Afilu Be'elafli Batlin. You have something which is a Vade burial, you just don't know whether or not it's a us or not. The Isser Hanli is the Isser Darais over here, Sufik Trefo. There, we reckon it as a suffix isser daraisa. If you don't know that it's a bear in the first place, so you might not even have the chumra derabanan to say that it's not batal. In a chanami says the taz, in such a case, we're going to say suffix derabanan lekulo. Where it's a vade burial, and you just don't know whether or not this egg came from a trefo or didn't come from a trefo, then we give it the, we reckon it on the taz that it's taka asr, it has a chumra isser daraisa. And a chumra isser daraisa is not going to be batal. But that's only by a suffix of a Isser daraisa. L'chur by a suffix isser darabanan, there would be make, welcome to be mekel. In other words, we're ready, even by isser darabanan, there's a shaila whether or not we say that there's a isser of a din of a burial. L'chur by a suffix burial, let's say, a suffix on a gina nosha. And you're not sure if this is a gina nosha achitzen, or this is not a gina nosha b'chlal. It's a zaitin gina. It's a suffix on a isser darabanan, whether or not it's considered a burial. L'chur in such a case, everybody would be masking, even though it's a vaday burial. You just don't know it's a suffix, it's an isser. Since the suffix isser over here is not an isser daraisa, it's an isser darabanan. Everybody would be masking in such a case that it's batal. Now there's one other type of burial which seems that is batal also. And that is a burial which is masrachas. It's the Prima Gadam over here is Mitzayin. It's really a Ramon, Kuf Gimel, we'll see it, Be'ez Hashem there. The Kuf Gimel Sef Aleph, Miu Dvar Machashuvim Kiberio, Akiyetzebo, Im Einem Pogumim Ma'atzmon, Apo Pisha Pregman Atafshil, Einem Batelan Achil Be'elef. Says the Ramah, a burial which is not Pogum Ba'atzmon, it's not Batel Achil Be'elef. Meduyik, that if it would be all that Hainim or Medaik, Mashmadim Pogumim Ba'atzmon, Loi Chashivim Batel, Mashmad that if it is Pogum, then it is Batel. That means if you have an ant, if you have a fly, something which is Be'etzem Pogum, L'chur, it goes into a tarivis. We say that it's batal. The only time that we say that a berry is not batal, it's not masrachas. That would be the pashat meaning of the Ramah. However, the Prima Gadam says no, that's not pshat. The Ramah means when he says a berry masrachas, he's talking about, let's say, oif, Ramashal. Oif, tame, or a fish which is tame. Which is not masrachas b'chol. It's not mitzad atzmai. But you left it out in the sun for 3 days, and now it's all moldy and disgusting. That's a berry which is masrachas, and in a chanami, such a berry is like a bottle. And we don't say, achilu be'elafli bottle. But there's a difference between, says the Prima Gadam, there's a difference between whether or not it mitzad atma is masrachas, or you did something to make it masrachas. It mitzad atma is masrachas, that's what the term means. That's a type of, that's a berry, masrachas from the Torah, and that's not bottle. Mashing, it's something which is masrachas mitzad acher, you made it disgusting, it becomes in a royal lager. In a chanami, such a thing doesn't have a shame burial, and taka would be bottle be'elaf. Now, just to go through the cases that the Mechaber says over here, burial in Hanukkah in Amala, he says Mefurish that in Amala is not considered Masrachas, it's a burial which is not batal. Ayayftame, Gina Noshe, Gina Noshe. Why is Gina Noshe considered a burial? So the Amal points out that the Gina Noshe that we're handling is not the entire Gina Noshe, it's the Dalet as boys that are Alakha. And if you look at the Prima Gadam says, Da'at's voice, that's Peshara Gadol. Beza's voice for Keves Gadol, like the Taz points out. Upakas mi reichav agoidol begdivetwen.
It's less than the width of a thumb by a gedivat leh. Af shenechtach kol ashar habibirya. This Rebbe already says that even though you cut off your entire gid, which is 2 feet long, and you chop off the two sides that are not alaka, and you're just left with the little bit in between, the less than the thumb width of a thumb, which is asr, that's considered a burial, and a feel of alaka. It's a chiddush. You could have said not to me. You could have said that the burial is when you eat the entire gid, then you're going to be high for the burial. Even though the part of the gid which is asr is only a tiny little bit, which is less than a kizayis. Nevertheless, when you eat the entire gid, you're going to be high for the less than a kizayis, because that's considered a burial. You'd have to eat the entire gid. To chop off a gid in half, that wouldn't be considered a burial. Comes along and says, no, that's not true. Burial is the only thing that the Torah asr. Mamela, the entire thing that the Torah asr. The Torah only asr shalakid. Mamela, whatever's in shalakid, that's what's asr. It's the only thing which is like that. It's chopped in half, and it's the same variant. Eber Menachai is also chopped in half, but the entire egg is not chopped in half. That's what the Torah asr. Eber Menachai, why are we chai for Eber Menachai? Mechura, Eber Menachai, why is it considered a burial? Like the Mati Yonison is Moira. Mechura, you need a kezayis. It's so different than any other asr in the Torah. Says the Mati Yonison, no. You're right, you need a kezayis, but you don't need a kezayis of basar. All you need is a kizayis between basar, gidin, and atzamis. So even if you have a minute amount of basar, you have a tiny little bit, a 50th of a kizayis of basar, together with gidin and atzamis, which equal a kizayis altogether, that's going to be Eber Menachai, which should be a chayimah. That's the chiddush of burial. That even though the basar is less than a kizayis, nevertheless, you have no matter what the size of the basar is. So Pashas is, and the Rebbe will show me that Rechaim says this, that the chiv is out the basar. The chiyuv of the Eber Menachai is betim of the basar. There's a pnai that you also need that gidin v'atzamos. But it's not that you're mechuyuv for the basar gidin v'atzamos. If you're mechuyuv for the basar gidin v'atzamos, then it'll be no different than any other thing. You need a kizayis. Here you need a kizayis, you need a basar gidin v'atzamos. The chiddush is no, betim mechuyuv of the basar. And the basar is even when it's basar gidin v'atzamos. There's a pnai that you also have gidin v'atzamos to shachan to Hashem Eber. But in the Chanami, the etim chiyuv is out basar gidin v'atzamos. Is out the basar, not out the gidin v'atzamos. Now, klapi v'shnoim, the mechaber brings down, you need that it should be davar sheish lechiyus, v'chein tzar sheh davar sheh osu mitkilos b'yosin. What does osu mitkilos b'yosin mean? So, the crazy placey, and brought down here in the Mati Yenus, and also, the mitzadin, that the bugs that you find, the milbin, or the other types of bugs that you find inside of fruit, or flour, or other things that grew inside, that were never sheritz al adama, since the din is that they're not asr until they're sheritz al adama, the mela, what if they grew inside of the fruit, and they didn't come out of the fruit yet, then they're not asr mitzvos b'riyasa. And even if they did come out of the fruit, they're still not asr mitzvos b'riyasa, not very, they're going to be asr to eat, not even asr mitzvos b'riyasa. They grew inside the fruit, at the time that they were inside the fruit, there was no isr. But Mela, even when it came in afterwards, it's not up to Tzilz B'Yosei. And even though the Rush doesn't say that you need a Tanai at Tzilz B'Yosei, but we don't pass them like the Rush, Agav, listen, we don't pass them like the Rush, we pass them like the Mechaber, pass them like the Rajba. The Rajba says you need that Shbiyos with Tzilz B'Yosei. Hukr dafla das harosha nal havi beryo, aval nam da kaimalam ka Rajba, the bina dafka nesam with Tzilz B'Yosei, the mikri beryo. It's interesting, Nikuda. Someone at Haidah, the death trauma of Mechaber, we asked beforehand. And the Machaber says, he brings down the three Tanayim of the Ran and the one Tanayim of the Rush. Why did he make a challenge between them? So the Gaon says, that he made a challenge because of Golakula. For Pashas, that's what Chalag Gaon is. It's before the crazy place, he and other Achrim say the same thing, that Frakir, the Machaber didn't pass it not like the Ran and not like the Rush. Pass like the Rajma. And the Rajma says, you need all these Tanayim. Also, Mithilas Biyasa, Yichalag Yishmael, he brings down all the Tanayim. So Mamelo, the Machaber, felt like the Ran. And you're asking me to start for Shikas. What's the only problem with that? Is that in the Beis Yosef, he brought down a Rosh, he brought down a Ran, he didn't mention a Rajma. Then if Mechaber goes ahead and passes it to Rajma. It's not Mufka, we'll see Beis Hashem this week, when we start Kofiot, and Mechaber brings down, passes the Pasha with one Shita, and then Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, he passes with one Shita, and brings down all the Shein, all like that. Then he goes ahead and puts the Rambam, vote for vote, Kedar Kabak Yish. Okay, but the Kinir, the Pesi Plesi, learned, but that's the Mechaber, that he was attack passing like the Rosh, not like the Rosh of the Rosh. He says, according to the Rash, but you need the Tanai Shiri Asim Itchaz B'Yosin. And this is not Asim Itchaz B'Yosin, because while it was in the fruit, it was never Asim. However, the Achrayim are Chaylik on the Rash, on the Matin Yisim. And they tend to know that is considered Asim Itchaz B'Yosin. Fakert, if you look at the Lashon of the Rashba in Teres Abayis, he says, "Ve'ezeh ver yoshenu metela dafka she'aser machmas atzmo." K'grein amal v'gid anasha she'isurin machmas atzon mitzilas briyosan. What does it mean mitzilas briyosan? It means something which is aser machmas atzmo, that you don't have to do anything. You don't, it doesn't have to turn to shor neskal. It didn't become an avelo ukidenu. It's batmusai. It's the Torah. The was kriveya that such a creature is considered a davar which is aser. Mitzilas briyosan machmas atzmo. The main, it doesn't make a difference when the Isra was Chal. If it's Isra which is going to come the Mela onto this thing, then that's considered also because we're also the Mela. In the case of our peach, a fruit that the guy cut, and it came out of the fruit and went into the batter, even, according to the Matan Yonasan, L'chur, that was something which is not also because we're also, that would not have a shame burial. Mashing according to all the rest of the Chayim, it would have a shame burial. Now, even the Matyanis in the crazy place, it says Lahedya, that he was only coming to be Matarit as to be a limit Sosan Klaishah. Mamish, Lady Yitzhak Vedijah thing. And Nechamami, Yitzhak wasn't passing him, he said Chas v'Chalil to be Sayyid Mechonin. Chlap because of Shvorok, what did he do when he came to Shemayim? That's a limit Sosan Klaishah, because he said it was Kmat Efshah, all that Chayim were busy with this, that they have all these tiny bugs in the summer. And there's no way, all the food has it. All the fruit, all the flour, all the everything has it. And there's no way to get around it. So, how are we gonna answer up to HaKadosh Baruch? So he says, oh, hands on we can tell you now that it's not also because of Briyasa. Since they grew inside of the fruit, it's not also because of Briyasa. There are other, Stodim Lahakal, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down. First of all, there's a number of sheep that hold that they're usher in top, that it's a bottle in top of Sama, and that most food times these tiny little worms, you have 960 times the bug. That's always the first thing. They're not always Persian Queen. Well, it's not Persian Queen. When any time that it is, any time that it's in the flour or kadayman, you came out. Mechur, the eggs are laid there. What? You have to know exactly how to interpret the Chazal report to that it does. Mechur, whether the eggs go inside or not, as long as it was created inside. Mechur, that would be enough to be considered as a
Purish. The
Nidan is only when it's Purish. The Nidan is really only when it's Purish. The problem is to throw the Purish all over.
Even if they came in new. Even if they came from the outside. Let's say they were outside the
brain
and they came to the brain.
That's also a problem.
The Rosh Hashanah will help you with that. Those cases also come from Matzah.
If you have 960 times it.
Yeah,
if you have 960 times it. The Mishkanes Yaakov says a different shot. He says that the only time that something is considered a burial, which is not bottle, is when it has a Hashivah in Tarasim. The Hainu, Oif Tamein, something was Nasar, it was by itself, and then it was Nasar in the Tarif or something else. That's something which Beit Hamikdash Chashivus and it's inside together. Mashiach is a double which is tiny and it's so hard to find it and you're not going to see it inside of your food. So then, and if you look for it, you might be able to see it, but all your food has it. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to check if it's in the solitary thing that you eat? Something which is not nicker doesn't have a Shem Chashivus of a burial. What's the part of a burial? Burial is also Chashivus. Something which is Be'etim Chashiv can't be considered part of a Taravis. But something which is Be'etim not Chashiv and is Be'etim part of a Taravis, then you can't tell me that it's not going to be possible. It's not going to be possible. So everybody's trying to be mitzadeh. What could be a tzad lekula that it shouldn't be over on these nisurim? Or you see these people, okay, not so bad, I guess. People, you bite into the fruits over here. Take a peach, geschmack, bite into the fruits. And very often, they have, it depends on what the season is exactly, they're full of bugs. So those bugs are the chanami, they never came out. So then maybe the chatkil will move them. If it's not also Darai Sal Pata Shak, so maybe it's the Zaitika. But so he wants to be excited that maybe that would everybody's really trying to just be Malamit Chuz on, even though Aruch HaShulchan says everything that he's bringing down just to be Malamit Chuz, making the deal, the best thing is to check everything that you could. But like the mirror says in the summer, check your petal and check whatever it is for all your bugs that fall inside, because you can't check everything for you, therefore you have to check. Oh, so taking the check of barrier or not. So we'll get to that in a minute. Is this a problem with barrier maklal? If three people find in there, right, the mirror has 4,000 people eating lunch there. You got to figure on any given summer day, there's at least three people that find a gnat inside of the petal. So now we have to go back and ask all the petal because it was already hosted with the lunch. Okay, we'll get to that. That's Sif Dalash. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that. Nevela. What's the story with Nevela? Is Nevela something which is Asr Mitchilas Briyasa? So Mechaber says, even Lafuki Eif Torah is Nava, and the shock brings down, Lafuki Eif Torah is Nava, the Kol Shekain Nitra. What's the Kol Shekain Nitra? So the Gemara show, and the people of God, both say the Kol Shekain Nitra is, this Nava had a Isser in a Zavuach, from the time that it had an Isser Eivir Menachai. It had an Isser Eivir Menachai the entire time that it was alive. And once it was in Snavel, it got a new Isser of Nevela. And in a Hanami, it was also Kiddos B'Yosei, but it had two different Shemizur. First it was also Eivir Menachai, and then after it was also Eivir Nevela. That's not considered also Kiddos B'Yosei. Mashaykin, if you have a case of an Oif Shemitraf, that means you shechted the bird, just there was a trefo. So there, it was also Kiddos B'Yosei with the same Isser. From the time that it was created, it had an Isser of Enes of Vuach. And after you shechted it, it also didn't lose its Isser Vena Zavuach. Sorry. Kol Shekain Nitra. Other way around. Kol Shekain Nitra. In the case of Nitra, it had an Isser Vena Zavuach until you shechted it. Now that you shechted it, it has a new Isser of Trefo. Mashenki by Nevela, then it had an Isser Vena Zavuach from the beginning, and it still has an Isser Vena Zavuach now after it died. So Lachar, that's considered Asr Mitzvos B'Yosei. Does Mechaber know? That's not considered Asr Mitzvos B'Yosei. The Shalos Parvos. Why is that not Asr Mitzvos B'Yosei? You had an Isser Vena Zavuach Mitzvos B'Yosei. Says the Chavos Das. I'll tell you why. Because, like the word we said before, the only thing which is considered Asr Mitzvos B'Yosei is something which the Chefza is something Mitzad Atzmai, it's always going to be Asr Mitzvos B'Yosei. It's a lion. It's Asr Mitzvos B'Yosei. It's not the type of animal that's paramount. As opposed to over here, Lashon of the Chavos Das is Mashma the Ikar Toli Bim Osmit Machmas Atmai Machmas Dover Afik Rakshihiskir Gabe Aval Ikar Toli Bim Osmit Machmas Atmai Machmas Dover Acher Vin Avelu Vitrefim Ibetan Mikri Dover Acher Gorm Le Liaser The Machmas Atma Dover Hetru Bechlau Boker Vetainu Drachman Hashayim. Something which is an Avelu Be'etzem, it's a type of food which the Torah matter. It's a cow, it's a sheep, something which is Torah matter. It just mitzad atzma, it became an avail afterwards. That's not something which is considered asmi atchilas b'riyasi. As opposed to something which is a chazer, something which is considered asmi atchilas b'riyasi. A bug, which is going to be shared to al-adam, is considered asmi atchilas b'riyasi. It's not the type of thing which is Torah matter. Mamela, that's the difference between nevela, which had anus of ruach the entire time, and a bug, which is asmi. Because it's asmi atchilas b'riyasi. The only problem is, fact of Kivager, that Lechur, we have the same problem by Eivir Menachai. Eivir Menachai is something which is not Asr Machmas Atzmai Be'etzim. If you checked it, it wouldn't have been Eivir Menachai. And nevertheless, Kol Kamana, you don't check it, then it has a Shem Eivir Menachai. So what's the difference between Eino Zavuah and Eivir Menachai? Tzarachim. It's a black Kivager by Tzarachim. Gama Noichi Yamata Bekushi Zu Yomim Rabbi. Tzarachim, what the mice is going to be the difference? That's how we pass it at the end of the day. That the Vela is not considered a Aver, Mina, is not considered variant. The last Tanai that the Mechaber brings down here is that it should be Shalim. And Shach says, what does it mean Shalim? Lafuki Nisrasik or Nechtach Memeno Aver Echa. Afilo Aver Sheina Shama Tulibo. Even if it's missing just one Aver, then it's not considered a variant. Mashma, that an ant that's missing one leg is not considered a barrier, Lashon HaRambam. The mice is not shalim. It's really, it's a shadow of the Gemara Nazir, Nachman Beis, whether or not something which is missing an Eiver Sheina Neshama Tluyubah is considered, is Mufka from the Shem burial, or do we say no? Eiver Sheina Neshama Tluyubah, therefore it's not Mufka. The Gemara is not Paish the Shaila, and we go Lekulo by a barrier, which is in the Rabbanon. So we're going to go Lekulo. We're going to say Taka that it's going to be Bafa. That's the Pashtas. What's the question? What's the din though? What's it? When you get to Malkus, also we're Mekum. When you get to Achilo, maybe we would be more Machmer than Kenzayin. It depends whether or not this is the Ramana. Yes, Zichr, you're not allowed to eat it. The question is, when you get to... What's the din if it's not missing an entire Aver, it's not missing a leg, but it's also not missing... But it's missing part of the animal. For example, if Lashon, like the Pirmagalim brings down, when you cook a fruit, so a little bit of the pieces fall off, it sheds a little bit. So then you cook the ant, and a little bit shed from the ant, but it's not missing any leg. Is that considered as if it's a berry, or is that considered a berry? So the Pirmagalim over here brings down, he tells us that Masharogali is Farfali de Bishol, is not Mafkiya, the Shein burial. And in Echanam, it would still be, it brings down the Magan Avraham, Adayim Mikri burial. Still considered a burial. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Yud, what's the halacha when they're going to get the burial? The halacha is, it's a suffix. When somebody eats a burial, which is Pachas Mikazayis, it's a suffix whether or not he has to make a bracha for him. Al Tzashivis, maybe there is a bracha for him. So it says the Machaber, the Chathchila, one should not be, one should not machnas himself into a suffix, and one should not eat a burial. In other words, one should not eat a grape which is less than a kezayis. You're getting yourself into a shayla. Eat 3 grapes, short kezayis. If you eat one grape, you'll be machnas yourself into a suffix. Let's say you cook one grape, and it's in the sparper a little bit shedded. So, it shed a little bit. The halacha is, according to the Magen Avraham, and if it still has a shame burial, and you should not eat it, you remark yourself into this. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yish Lahafal, that it's not considered a burial. And the Sharatzin, he says, brings down, since the whole din of burial is only in the Rabbanim, it's only a Mechomro. So therefore, we're not going to remark it. So the Chur, according to the Mishnah Berurah, over here, it's only in the Rabbanim that burial is not possible. The Chur, in such a case, also, will come that it's in the Sparper, the Chur, the other three Mechom, saying that it's not considered a burial. Which is really, it's a Shalom Nepoiskim. And anytime you have a suffix, whether or not something is considered a burial, it's not considered a burial. You'd be able to be made in such a case. Especially if you have the Mishnah Berurah to follow. Now, what happens if it's not missing an entire aver? It's missing only a little bit of an aver. It's missing half a leg. Is that like this barber?
We will not have brothers and answer that brothers.
Theoretically, but Kokama that we're going, we're being machmer for that shita, so the Chari is going in that shita to be machmer. Since there's another tzad to say that the whole din of berry is not a chumra in the first place, it's mashma that the Mishnah Berurah is going even in the tzad of being machmer, since it's only a chumra, so therefore you could be mekel. I hear. Kenzan. I didn't hear the Zuda. There are other cases, Lachera also, that are similar. That, let's say, an ant which is missing not an entire aver, it's missing a half a leg. What's the halacha of an ant which is missing a half a leg? So, it's not clear exactly where you draw the line when you get to what's mafkiya the shein berya. The Prima Gautam at the end of the Sifsi Das over there in the Ois Vav. Yearly Dad Tomesh Nitlu San Pirov, Afilu Hachi Mikri Berya. A dad which is missing its fins is Afilu Hachi Mikri Berya. It's still considered a berya. Why? It's not going to be able to swim, it's not going to be able to... Why isn't that an integral part of the fish to be mafkiya the shein berya? So the truth is, it's not clear exactly what the gather is. If you look at the Bina Sadam in Ois, Ayin Beis, he went to the Taina that there's a difference, he says over there, there's a difference between a leg of a ant and something of Moshe which is not really a chila, like the wing of a fly. A zvuk, the knaf of zvuk, he says such a thing is not really a chila at all. Something which is not roi l'achila, if you're missing it, then it's not going to be mafkiya the shein berya. Let's you eat a mouse without the teeth. So it's not considered a berya because the teeth came out. It's missing one tooth, it's ready, it doesn't have a berya. Quickly stick it, bring it to the dentist, put in the tooth. Now it has a shein berya.
Well, what gives us the shame bearing? The chayav will come that right? Not gonna do it, then you're allowed to eat it. What's that? Maybe. Well, according to this Bina Sodom, it's common that it's not something which is royal achila b'chal, and the fact that it's missing it is not mafkia the shame bearer.
By the leg of an ant, in a kanami like an ant, royal achila,
it's not me. But the fin of a chur also, the fin of a fish, is the chur similar, I would say, it doesn't have any meat on it. It's the fin of a fish is similar, does it? Of a shark, we went through the dolphin, the shark, maybe it is, it's cartilage, we're not sure.
But,
looks like a fish. Everything has good, there's not such thing as a fish as a fish. Without scales, what's the shape? But the Rajba also, if it doesn't have scales, also. And it's not. Not a fish. These things, something which is not royal achila b'chal, is not wouldn't be mafkir the shame bearer. According to this, if the fly went into your salad and you searched for it and you couldn't find the fly in a kanami, and all you found was the wing, according to this Minas Adam, that wasn't mafkir the shame bearer, and your salad is still awesome. Can you check every spoonful of heart? You'll be able to check every spoonful like any time. The only problem is to eat the entire thing without checking. But to check every spoonful and to see that it's not inside of her, you'll be able to. That would be like sit gimel. L'chura kol gam that you have a suffix. L'chura there's welcome to be mitzadid that it's a variant suffix l'kula. Well, the question is where do you draw the line? Again, once again. Yearly, the prima gam is mitzadid. Yearly, Dr. Thomas is mitzadid if you're walking to be variant. So where do you draw the line? Here? What? Another tonight, chilek of sholim is l'chera. What the shachtan done over here? Chen tarok she sholim lachukin nisrasik or nechdach nimenu yirecha. So, in the case of nisrasik, it's really a halacha later on in Simuk Kof Aleph, Sif Vav. The mechaber says, "Hod the berry of a chaticha really is kabel loybatli." Dafka ba'idim shleim, avlum nechtechu ein israsku ad shenevda tirasan batli the sulei chashivi. The whole chashivus of a berry is only when it's shleim and it's not nisrasik. But it's nisrasik ad shenevda tirasan batli the sulei chashivi. So this sounds like lechura. The prima gadol is ready more. This lechura. This sounds like a fifth tonight. It also has to be even if it's shleim. It can't be that it's nisrasik to the point that it's nevda tirasan. Lechura you have to say like the shach says. That's nichlal in the tonight of shleim. Say such kin shleim. Shleim as amiti is. When it's not nisrasi, when it's not smashed, for come that it's smashed, and it's nevda terasi, that's not considered shalom. Which would mean lechera that even if the animal, the fly, is entirely whole, just it's smashed paper thin, that doesn't have the chashivus of a berry. So if you took off your shoe and you smashed the bug on the side of the kitchen and it went flying into your soup or whatever it went into, and you don't know where it is, that does not have a chashivus of a berry, according to the shach, because it's nisrasi. What does this ask? It doesn't have a chashivus of a berry. It would be bottle. If you can't find it, you're good to go. What's that? Never the terasa. It's of the terasa. It doesn't look like it. Do you want to know? This question, the little piece of tape there that has, that's in Saskia. You're right, you can see, what? You can see a wing there, but that's not a, you can. Nevda Tzurasa, Lechera, it's a... What's that? It's not 3D, it's smashed. It's a... What's that? Well, you weren't planning on it landing in time. Yeah, Lechera, that would be the same problem. Anything that's Machir, the shame barrier, Lechera would be that, like Nevda.
He's saying, you see, you have a
Those are sticking out.
No, there's no difference between whether it's standing up or smushed. You can lay it down also, you know.
So
pull out the spiders. That's not considered a nechami. It depends. Each thing is considered nesraski in its own chefza, its own. What's in Straska that it's not missing anything? How are you going to find the case of Straska it's not missing anything? It's Nebda Tzorosa. It doesn't look the same way. It has to be that it's... What? If it's missing, then it's not shown. Then it's not shown. That's the Prima Gadam already. The Prima Gadam is Mitzat Tzadet. He says maybe Nisrasik means Gufa that it's missing a leg. Right? You want to know maybe something that's different.
What's the
Chiddush
Nisrasik? What's the
Shabbat
saying
Nisrasik? Yeah, that's the Pashtus. First he brings down, the Prima Gadol brings down Mashma Dechodu, it's considered the same thing, but then he says, no, you with Lechoshem Kan Shmamana Denechta Chai Deisakim and Nisrasik Revishal. It's two different things. Lechur. In a case where it would be Nevda Tzorosa. Lechur Nisrasik, Atch Nevda Tzorosa does not have the Chashivas of Yeris. The only thing is that there's a grain later on. The grain later on in that halacha, in Simen Kuf Aleph, Sivvav, when he says, "Bury of a chadich a rilis kavin dafka b'edim shleim, delay batli dafka b'edim shleim." Avol nechtechu. That's the first thing. Oy nisras kuach and emda tzuratzim batli. The sulei chashiv. Says the grain when it says nisras kuach and emda tzuratzim it's batli. Loikoy ela a chadich a rilis kavin. Which kesafti simen akvedim. In Unzer Simen, Tzach only brought down one. But Filo Eved, when he said Vechein Tzav Sheshel, and he only brought down the first thing that the Shach brought down. That's missing an Eved. Case of the Strasi, he didn't bring down. The Strasi got Shenem the Tzuras. On the Chur, the Mashmoyis is from the Grain. That's not Mafkei the Shemberi. He still be Chai of Malchus on that, and therefore it doesn't lose its Chashivus. Come that, I'm not exactly sure why it doesn't lose its Chashivus. Maybe it would still be Chai of Malchus on that. I don't know what the Malchus would be. Such a case. And maybe it doesn't have chashivas else because it doesn't look nice. But if you still chayav on it, so then it's going to retain its chashivas, even if it's nisrasik. And Mamela, according to the Goyim in the Hanami, one would have to strain the soup to the wherever it is that the thing fell into to be able to find this bug which fell inside. Now, when exactly does the leg have to fall off? Yeah, that's true also. Lachor, if blood comes out, I wouldn't say that that's considered mafkiyah the shemer. If you bloodlet, you do bloodletting on that chicken and then you let it eat the whole thing on a hawk, right? You let out some blood, so now it's not showing anymore. So you let it eat it. Any blood which comes out, Lachor, you smash a mosquito and some blood comes out. Bashas is not mafkiyah. Yeah, so in a chanami, if there's a leg, if there's a leg.
That is blood, it's a spark.
The little bits on the walls.
I agree.
No, the sparper is the Messiah, not the inside. All right, so the case will be that it went into one of those blue zappers.
If I agree that the little juice came out, that would be enough to make it very.
That's the question. Is a raisin considered a berry or not? It's a shame. All the juice came out. The last nekuda. Also, again, really simon pei dalet, but just to bring it up is what's going to be. When does it have to lose its shame shalem for it not to be a burial? So Rashi in Makkos brings down when he's talking about the issur of a burial. He says it's dafka when you're boileya it and it's shalem. But if it gets nechta before your boileya, then it doesn't have the issur deraisa of burial. Now, l'chura that would mean that if you chewed it up good and well before you swallowed it, then it lost its shame burial. So, if you had a chalent that has some ants that fell inside, and you don't want to go through the entire chalent, I'm just changing the case for a second, l'chura you should be able to chew up the ants good and well, and then you won't have a problem with burial. The only problem is that that's about to listen to the if there's really a chazanish about it, the chazanish says in Simin Yudal and Oisval, he says, Nimuach Shem is Batal, Ein Chilik bin Mismayach Bekedere Mach Masmeim Abishul, bin Mismayach Bepiv Al Yidei Lisa. Doesn't make a difference how it got chopped. Bechol Shem is Batal, Mimena Hakkaras Ha'ayim Koydem Bliyo, Yesh Kan Din Bittal Yavish Biyavish. Bechol Shem is Batal, Tzorasa Koydem Bliyo, Batal Minei Din Beri. As long as it's Batal Minei, Shem Beri, you're in the Sati, You smashed it, even if it didn't come apart, you smashed it that it's nevda terasa, according to the Chazanish, that's mafkiya the shame bittel, the shame burial, and then chanam itzakan arasa. He himself says there, b'emshech, zikr you're not allowed to do that, al b'mbatal esatakatil. The question is that considered as that the guy ate a burial? He did not eat a burial. So the question is, let's say, our case is a chalm. You had a bunch of ants inside of the chalm. And you don't know if you have more ants inside the chalm. So we'll see later on exactly what the deal with the ants is. But let's just pretend that it's a regular bug. You're not sure whether or not there's any more ants inside. So you have a suffix whether or not there's more ants inside. You took out whatever you saw. And there's a suffix whether or not lechera. I did a bishul, maybe it was misparper, I did a bishul, something came apart, I did a bishul, it's not a valet, it's something. So lechur, you have a svek svek in here. And you're in kavanas, if it would be in kavanas levatel, so lechur for sure would be mutter. Svek svek and in kavanas levatel, and it's not a problem. So if you don't tell the guy that there was ants in the chalant, and everybody just chews up, so then lechur, you'd be good to go. The only problem is, you might miss an ant. You might miss an ant, and then you're going to be over. So you have to tell the person the truth. So once you choose, then you use the shayla whether or not in such a case you could be same with the fact that you have a sex vehicle because one is the mevatalis of the chatchila. However, many paiskim taina that there is no heter of that's considered derech chatchila. Anything which happens inside your mouth, that's considered derech chatchila. And mamela, that's not mafkiya the shame very bechalal. And even though maybe in Rashi it's mashma like the Chazanish, it's not mashma like that. Masmoisha and others bring down. And therefore, they want to find that it's not considered, that is considered derech achila, and chewing up the bug would not be mafkiya the shame burial. Because as long as it goes into your mouth, you sell the stream when you get to all those brachas. Even if it came in front of the person as a burial, as the chashivas of a burial, you should need, even if you took it apart. Hokam that went into your mouth as a burial, then it has a shame burial, and chewing it up in your mouth wouldn't be good. Therefore, one should not be same upon it. And he should give it the shalom too. You might be telling that my place is shame. If you see the Bina Sadam, it talks about that is Sif Aleph. Okay, Sif Beis, Gimel Dalet, much shorter. Sif Beis, the Machaber talks about Dovr Shu Berish and Vashal Meheter, he made him a Kira Kolosa, Varet of Nason Tam. However, he says, Chutz me Gin Anasha Shin Tamar Isa. Gin Anasha, we pass an Amen Gin Nason Tam, and Mamela. If you're mevashal again on Asher in together with other gidin and you take it out, there's no iser on the rate. However, if the gid was the muach, then you need shishim kineged entire thing. Affect everybody. How come? What's the difference when the gid is the muach? If the gid was not the muach, lachur ain't begidim reisim tam. So lachur, the Rashba lishitas is very gishmak because the Rashba is the one that holds that lach belach even by min beminer kol kama, even though you can't taste it, nevertheless you need shishim because you're eating vada iser. The same way that the Rashba holds. When you have a piece of nevelo, that's this bottle in two pieces of kosher, bottle chabet tray, you're allowed to eat them all midaraisa. Nevertheless, you shouldn't eat them together in one mouthful. Why? Because you're eating vada iser. So too, and you should eat one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one at night. So too, he holds that by lach belach, you should not eat the entire lach belach if there's no shishim, even if you're not tasting anything, let's say by min b'mirai, because you're eating vada iser. So we made a gitshin imuach into a reitiv, it's lach belach. It doesn't have any time, doesn't make a difference. You're eating Vada Yisr. Therefore, you need Shishim. Once you have Shishim, this is about to make a mutate. The Mati Yenisan and the Chavazdach, they both give a different heritage. They say, you could say even without that. That what you say, Amy Gidinait and Tam, means the same thing that we say that like a Beitza, Kemaya de Beiba Alma, that it doesn't give off Tam, but in itself, Vada Yisr Tam. You chew into the Gid, for sure you're going to taste something. So when the Gid is the Muach, there is a taste there. Anything that has a taste, that's the Sarif, needs Shishim Kenegative. The Mela, once it's the Sarif, it's the Muach, you're going to need Shishim Kenegative. Now, if you look at the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, the Rashba says, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. Kederi Shal Marak Shenofal Shom Beri Yavanevda Osarakol. If you have a big pot of soup and a bug got lost inside of it and you cannot find it, the entire thing is asr. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is, if you look at the chiddush Egoyis points it out already, he says that the chur means to say, and if you look at the Rashba inside of the tshuva, that was what the tshuva was about. It's talking about a yitush, a mosquito that fell inside the pot of soup, something which is be'etzim disgusting. The mail of the shadow was, out the soup itself, or each spoon of soup, the chur. Is it mutter, Kohama, that you don't see the mosquito inside? He says, yep, the soup is mutter. It's not a problem. How about the kadir itself? Is the kadir itself mutter? Or do you have to be chayshish that maybe the bug is sitting there without shishim? and you're going to be bleeding of the bug inside the canary. On that, the Rashba says, since it's a davar problem, you do not have to worry about the bleas. In the Hanami, there might be a matzah that the bug is inside of the Talshishim, but a davar problem is leisim tam lechgam, and therefore you do not have to worry about the pot. But in the Hanami, something which is a different type of burial, shenachal sham burial, which would not be something which is problem. For example, it would be a fish which is tummy, it would be a oif tummy, something like that. In the Hanami, the machaber is a little bit sussed over here. Kedera shamarak shenafel shamberi v'nev the osar akol. That is zikr true. Now, with regard to the lashon of the Rashba that says and the kedera is mutter, that kedera is only going to be mutter if you don't have shishim in a case where the berry is the type of berry that gives off a bad taste. A berry which gives off a good taste in the chanami saka not going to be bottled unless you have shishim. Can I get it? Sif dam yirok is mevushal shenim shmeim gimel tolom hayirok is asurim. This we paskin, this machlekes, Rebbe Yerushim Gamliel, whether or not the chazak is 2 times or 3 times. The Rashba and many others paskin that we accept for a dover which is Mishum Sakana, for example, a katlanis, a woman that was married to 2 husbands and killed them both, or they both died. You have to be choshish after 2 husbands, katlanis, that's what we refer to. We have to be choshish and therefore she should not get married to a 3rd husband. The Gemara already says that somebody did. The Gemara brings down Yivamas that somebody did, and he died. And the Gemara says, "Me Ovid Uvdu Benafshi." Why would you take a chance at passing like a Shem Gavil when you're playing with your life? So, Mavila, anytime that we're playing with life, we're machmer. We say after 2 times, the planis and Mishemisu Echav Machmas Milo. If there's 2 sons that already were nefter, Chas Chalilo, I did the Bismilo. Therefore, after 2 times, already consider Chazaka. Like Rebbe. For all other things, Pashas, we paskin, like Mishim Gamliel. It's not like the Bach that wants to be Machmer for 2. All of the best can go, that is the 3. And with 3 bugs, it is considered a Chazaka. Now, when do we say that 3 bugs is considered a Chazaka? So, if the bugs grew inside of the Yerakos, Ukedema, that's for sure considered a Chazaka. What happens if the bugs did not grow inside? They came out, for example, back to our Petal case. That in Shiva Smear, 3 guys find in the petal on that. So now the entire petal, everybody has to now check their petal before and check. It is good idea to check your petal. Question is, do you have the chiv is considered a hochzik, the petal is considered a hochzik, that everybody has to check before him. You have to check the big container before. So the Krim Gadam over here is Mitzayim. He says, he doesn't say exactly what he's talking about, but he's Mitzayim. So, Ovimidi da'asim alma, das atas, is from Mitzayim, from Mangan Rabba, Rechayim, from Chok Yaakov, okay, doesn't tell you exactly what they hold. The Taz there brings down, the Achrenim bring down, a Marshal. Marshal says that a Midi Dosim Alma is not Maxik a food. For example, if you have 3 things which come from outside, so then it's not Maxik a food. As it's being Hoksik. The story is very clear because 3 things came from the outside. Why should that be Chazaka? That it happens to be that 3 things came out. But why does that mean that the food itself is Maxik a Tehlon? If it's the type of thing which grew inside the fruit and you found 3, so Mustama, if there's 3, Mustama, there's 4. But if something came in the Alma, just because there's 3 means that there's 4, the real need is by Hilchos Pesach. If you find Se'irim inside, on Pesach, you find Se'irim inside of a soup or a container, it seems that they fell inside, then there's a shayla whether or not by 3 it's machzik the soup or not. Or they say, no, it's something that fell from the Alma. And the Beis Yisrael brings down that it is considered a chazaka. However, it doesn't pass like that in the Shulchan Aruch. So Shaila, how does it go on Lacham Ma'isa? The Aruch HaShulchan brings down a riff that says Lahedya, that if 2 or 3 certain fall inside, then it's not considered a Chazaka. The main Aruch HaShulchan in Emzon Kepshutai, like this Mashal, that Midi Dasi Ma'alma is not Machzikin. Now, the Chok Yaakov says that, no, even a Midi Dasi Ma'alma could be Machzikin, which would mean the Mashal. The case of the soup. This was a Ma'aseh Shaya that they say that by the Chasana, a guy went over to the Mashgiach and said that he found a worm in his soup. Mashgiach says, don't eat your soup, sit down, whatever, just say it. Another guy goes over to Mashgiach and tells him, I found a worm in my soup. He says, okay, just say it. Third guy comes over to Mashgiach and says he found a worm in his soup. Mashgiach got up on the microphone and said, everybody has to either check your soup or not eat the soup. That would be a worm that could come from the lentils, that could come from the vegetables, that could come from something inside of the soup. But if someone would come and said, I found a mosquito, I found a fly inside of my soup. And another guy comes and said, I found a fly inside of my soup. And a third guy comes and said, I found a fly in the soup. That's something which came out, just because 3 people found flies inside the soup, that's not something which was be'etzim inside of the soup lechatchila,
that it should be matzik the soup inside the vegetables, inside the lentils, it should be matzik the soup that should be considered infested? Or do you say no? The Chakakim says it's a chazak as I say.
How do we go l'alacha? So the pre-toyar makes a hachra, and l'chur it's a chlorazach. So I don't know exactly how we pass in l'alacha, but l'chur it's a chlorazach. The pre-toyar wants the taina like this. He says it depends.
Netzach, what type of bug we're talking about?
A bug which comes by alma that has no shakness to the food book hall. You have flies that fly inside. So just because you have three flies inside of the soup, it's not going to be matzah. However, if you have ants from outside, when you see two ants or you see three ants, you know that there's 100 ants. You never see just three ants. There's always a lot of ants. If you see, right, where there's smoke, there's fire. So where there's three ants, there's five ants. There's 10 ants. So Mamela, Zikr, if you found three ants inside, you have to be choshish that it's going to be muxik that there's more ants. Lachor, you can tell me the same thing about Yesh Tzad, exactly how far you go. You have a fruit soup, and you have the fruit flies that end up inside the fruit soup. You know, whenever you have fruits that are rotting with kudemi, there's always fruit flies that come from. So you're right, the fruit fly comes from outside, from somewhere else. And it's attracted to this thing. Anything which would be attracted to it, lachor, bichal, would be nichlal inside of this plow of the pitar. Either because the pitar is really saying a different part. He's saying that when if it's the type of thing that comes to alma, but they come in droves, they come a lot together, you have to be chayshish. The same thing the chayr would apply if it's something which is attracted to alma, you have to be chayshish. That if three were attracted, so then four were attracted. A Venus fly traps that has three flies probably has five flies. Because they're attracted to the thing. It chaps them. If it's a gnat which is inside, yeshiva's petal, ish lying. In a chalami, maybe make it a dina, you're not chayyav to check. But something which is attracted to the petal, so it could be it's not just attracted, it just drowns. You have 5,000 cups there, three are going to drown over the course of a day. There's something which is attracted in a chanami, even when it comes to the alma. Something which is not, then in a chanami, you would not have to be patient. Which would mean that if you have a bag of sugar, l'chur, and you found three ants inside of your bag of sugar, so l'chur, mishnei doesn't make the patient. First of all, ants are attracted to sugar, and second of all, if there's three ants, there's probably 10 ants. Mamela, in such a case, it's regular for you have a few to check the entire bag of sugar. You take and say, oh, I took out the three ants, there's another rust in the alma, and therefore I don't have to be worried about it. Do you have any other cases? And the case of the soup would be telling us also. It depends what type of, if you found the bug in the soup. I remember as they used to be in the Shiva, there was a certain time they used to have a problem with the lentils, I think it was. That they have, or the lakshin. The lakshin had a problem with the, everybody's, there's a certain soup, everybody's checking the soup. Have to make sure they don't have to, that it's not something which is common that it's a shayla, something which is machmas atma, and remember, the entire soup is going to be outside. Three people find in yeshiva, they find in the soup, then the entire soup is outside. L'chur. Everybody's going to have to stop eating the soup. I think we got to all the cases. Just the last case we didn't talk about is Yerushalmi Kugel. I meant to mention it beforehand. L'chur, the din of Yerushalmi Kugel would be, and this is what the Rav Paskin, we said beforehand that Kokama that the bug fell inside, and it's a vali yisrael derabbanan, l'chol pachas, we give it the chaymer of yisrael deraisa. The haini, we say that it's ki'ilu, Chazal said that there's an yisrael inside, which is not patal. You have yisrael inside, which is not patal, so then it doesn't make a difference if you split it up into five. Each one has the chash, which is chazik yisrael, and you don't know that each pan, is this the pan that had the yisrael, and this pan that didn't have the yisrael. So each pan is a subject, whether or not it has the yisrael or not. Each pan is spoken book about some tzadami. You don't know which pan. One pan for sure has this. You just don't know which pan it has. It's chazik yisur. You don't know which one it is. Each pan lachar would be aser, and therefore you would have to throw out all of the 20 Yerushalmi kugels, which is what the guy did. If it's not called a parsha, where is the parsha? You split it up into things. If you would start selling it, and then after he sold the first two, the guy says, "Oh, you should know that I." One of the Khanami, maybe say called the parish. But if you called the Rav before that, so then where's it called the parish? They all came from this pan. This pan was the Chazik Yisurim. And you know you've sure had a Vada Yisurim sign. The Mela, unfortunately, what do we learn from here? If you have a question, ask your rabbi.
And we show this.